Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show. Brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A. Today is Tuesday, November the 29th, 2016. Have a live show for you today. Looking forward to having this show with you all. And just want to say thank you all for listening. As we move along, there's a lot going on, as you'll hear me say so many times before. And we're definitely going to get into it. If you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 866-510-9025. That's 866-510-9025. And like I said, we have a live show for you today. But before we get going in that, of course, let's continue to support Black Talk Radio Network and all the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And you could do that by making your own donations there at the website, and it's www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And once you're there, you'll see in the far right-hand margin, you'll see a green icon for you to donate. You can make your donations right there, or you can, next to the home prompt on inside of the menu guide, you'll see crowdfunding digital black media. You can also do it there. So very important that we continue to give our financial energy so that this network can continue to grow. And we definitely, that's something that we definitely need to do, because it's something that this network and these programs and you, the listeners, we are going to have some collective prudence among ourselves, especially for the moments in eternity that we're in, as they start to unfold and start to wage a even more in an ever apparent campaign against you and I and our families and the collective community at large. So Black Talk Radio Network definitely deserves, and it's your support, and it's so necessary that we do that. Also, if you'd like to acquire some of the precious metals by exchanging some of your cash, which is a coupon that has an expiration date, which they don't tell you what that date is, that they will no longer accept that form of cash. Now it's becoming much more relevant when we talk about this now, because of some of the current events that have been going on globally. And then it'll be very apparent once it happens here. So before that happens, make sure you position yourself and your family in a resource asset intrinsical value instrument that can never, ever lose its purchasing power, nor will be devalued to where it is no longer monetized at all. Can never, ever go to zero. So you can do that by going to Prosperity Mint, ProsperityMint.com, and look at what's there in inventory. And once you are ready, make sure you email whoop6pack1@gmail.com, and someone will get back to you and definitely walk you through the steps in ensuring that you know exactly what you're getting in, to make sure that you know what it is that you will be receiving, and just to make sure that you are purchasing in the correct form and fashion. So definitely you can get that at Prosperity Mint. So what did I forget? I don't know. But hey, that's good to go. So we're going to get going into what's in the news. It's a lot that's there. So let's jump right into the show. As always, let me just pull this up. So give me a second. There were some last minute things that I posted inside of what's inside of Tando Radio Show on BTR. I'm no longer posting inside of FedBook, as you all already know. And a lot of great reasons as to why, you know, before they started to emit through this selection season, and then through the overall, after the post election and the talk of fake news and everything else, we were on top of this over a year and a half ago, saying that, you know, what you're starting to see now is going to start coming to pass. And this is why we need to get off of that platform. And I'm so happy that this definitely did happen, and that Scotty did push, and we got out of there because I think it was so important. Okay, so let's jump into what's in the news. I went a little too far. First article, very, very important. The first article came from todayonline.com, and it's a Philippine, comes out of the Philippines, and it says aides of the Philippines Duterte's attacked in ambush military. The president of the Philippines had whenever any dignitary goes, there's the pre-party or the landing team, or different countries call it different things, the pre set up for the dignitary, the celebrity figurehead dignitary that's going to be coming through. So they make sure everything is safe and sound there. So I guess in this one, the actual convoy for the presidential security detail was attacked with the IAD inside of the Philippines, and there were individuals that were hurt. So this happened today, and it says here's the top reading. Manila, 7 military bodyguards for the president Rodrigo Duterte and 2 other soldiers were wounded Tuesday, November the 29th, in an ambush by suspected Islamic militants on the eve of his planned visit to the South Philippine. The military and the president said. Now, my commentary on this is, I said I knew this would happen in due time. This was a message to him to stay in line. Now let's see how he responds. Don't think he will back down. War is in the mix, folks. This is how you start to have, these are the events that start to unfold because of what the president of the Philippines is doing in striking relationships with the BRIC nations, particularly Russia and China, and actually turning away from the U.S. in a very vocal way. You know, Duterte is quite a individual, just as you're going to have quite the individual as your celebrity figurehead president here. These are the steps that always get taken, or this is a part of the agenda and the plan to destabilize and to bring in what the ruling or the influencing individuals or the agenda is, the system to maintain human slavery globally and subjugation is going to push. And this is why you're starting to see these types of events starting to unfold. They have very, very, they have legs, and this is definitely going to go pretty bad. But before we leave this article, you know, one of the things that Duarte said that was kind of funny, he said he's not going to change his plan. He's going to continue to go in that same route that was ambushed and hit with the IAD, and he says hopefully whoever did it will jump up and maybe we can have a little exchange of gunfire. So this is, and remember, he said probably in the summer, he dared the CIA to assassinate him. So starting to look very unstable throughout the global geopolitical stage, which is going to set forth in the economy and also with the move towards currency wars that are going to further trade wars that are going to turn into hot shooting wars between countries. So these are just some of the events that later on in the past that will be looked at as some of the key events that started and how it started to get out of hand before it went to its full-blown present. So check out that article. Next article. This one comes from Sputnik News. Iran ready to allow Russian jets to use Hamdi Dam base for takeoff and refueling. Military intelligence got short URL if the situation and conditions in Syria demand to provide the support, we will do this job. Duhan said in an interview with Sputnik Persian, an advisor to the Iranian foreign minister, commented on the possible option for the Russian aerospace forces at the airfield to use the Iranian airfield. So it's really growing, folks, and it's going to continue to take off. So believe me, Iran and Russia are going to be fighting this, as well as China and as well as other selective nations. I wouldn't be surprised. And pretty much now I know that it looks as if Iraq is going to go to the side of Russia as well, and this is going to just spin things completely out of control, and there will be some military intervention that will cause for the drafting of your daughters and your younger sons beyond the age that has set forth already, because this will be a losing battle that we'll be engaged in, and this thing is really propelling itself in a very, very draconian and a very deadly way. So check out that article. Next one comes from Reuters. Exclusive, ECB, which stands for the European Central Bank. ECB ready to buy more Italian bonds if referendum rocks the market, sources. The European Central Bank is ready to temporarily step up purchases of Italian government bonds if the result of the critical referendum on Sunday, that's on the 1st, December 1st, they're having a referendum in Italy, is going to be the Brexit, the italics, then it's going to be so many other nations, then I wouldn't Cal exit, where I wouldn't be surprised if California tries to succeed, and then there's going to be the Texit, where Texas will succeed. This is the overall direction that the destabilization of nations and communities and continents are starting to take shape and form. There's only one way that this all can go, folks. And it is World War III, that in my opinion, that will lead to global nuclear war one. Next article comes from Paul Craig Roberts that says, The Western War on the Truth. The Western War on the Truth by Paul Craig Roberts. The War on Terror has simultaneously been a war on the truth. For 15 years, from 9/11 to Saddam Hussein, weapons of mass destruction and Al-Qaeda connections, Iraqi nukes, Assad's use of chemical weapons, endless lies about Gaddafi, Russia's invasion of the Ukraine, the government of the so-called Western democracies have found its essential It's essential to align itself firmly with lies in order to persuade, in order to pursue their agenda. So true. So check out that article. Very important. Next article from Sputnik News: European Central Bank to expand bond buying as italics. Italics, which means for Italy's exit, risk mounts. So their referendum is going to be held on December the 4th, and that's Sunday. Sorry, I said it was the 1st. It was actually December the 4th on Sunday. The 1st is actually on Thursday. So this is going to, and when Italy goes, there's multiple banks that are going to go, are going to have some real problems. The oldest bank in the world is basically insolvent, and other banks inside of Italy. Now you're starting to see some real major tectonic movement that is starting to have real magnitude earthquakes financially across the board from India to Italy, and this is only going to continue to grow. This is why we put Tando Radio Show together, to bring you this type of information so that you would not be in the dark to what's going on globally and how to position yourself, your family, and in the community itself, so that you will have a position of advantage and you will not be adversely affected by it as much as you otherwise would have if you had not known and been caught by surprise. Because I believe that there are going to be some very, very damning surprises that are going to unfold relatively soon here and globally. So check out that. Next article from Reuters, another very, 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 very important article. Assad's allies aim to seize all of Aleppo before Trump takes power, officials say. The Syrian army and its allies aim to seize all, and let me tell you who the allies of the Syrian army are. Russia, China, and Iraq, Iran, sorry about that, are the allies of the Syrian army. So one more time, the Syrian army and its allies aim to seize all eastern Aleppo from rebels by the time U.S. President-elect Trump takes office in January. Doesn't matter, I didn't like the celebrity figurehead that you have right now, drone bomber, nor will I like dump, because we keep getting the exact same thing in a different form and different fashion, but in all it ends the same. And there's some very, very dangerous times that we're going to be moving into, and we really need to wake up to what's really a threat to us. And we have to know how this system wages an asymmetrical war that turns into an all-out war against the everyday person and all citizens against this globe. They divide, they conquer, they create, they manufacture crises that turn into chaotic situations, and then they could come in and with more control. So they said that they're going to, by the time the U.S. president-elect Trump takes office in January, sticking by a Russian-backed timeline for operations after big gains in recent days. A senior official in the military alliances fighting in support of Damascus said. So this really has legs, and probably this changed the whole complex of the show that we designed for earlier this morning because of some events that have happened that have just been reported as of within the past 6 hours or 4 hours that I last checked. So very, very important. Next article comes from express.co.uk, is the UK, is a publication out of the UK. Europe on the brink of war as Turkey gathers boats to ship migrants to Greece over EU anger. During his speech in Istanbul on Saturday, the country's president warned if you go any further, those border gates will be opened. Neither me or my people will be afflicted by these dry threats. It wouldn't matter if you all approve the European Parliament's vote. So destabilization is happening everywhere. Next article, very, very important article from Sputnik News, and this is a Russian outlet. And I would definitely, there's a YouTube of Killery while she was in the State Department, and what she said, and you can find it, and she said that America was losing the battle in the media to RT and to Sputnik News and to other news agencies. They had lost the initiative and are being losing the political and losing the public battle to Russia on those media front. And this is how you can start to see where they started to manufacture news from back then, but they've been doing it for always, but there was a ramping up of that, and she actually admitted that to Congress. I think it was in her first year or so as the Secretary of the Demonic State. So you can check that out on YouTube. I didn't post that. But here's a very, very important article that kind of stems with that and the other ones as well. What is Russia's reasons behind NATO's hysteria over Russian trains, tanks at its border? In an interview with Sputnik Siberia, Professor Vladimir Bonvik, chairman of the MACSA Cultural Scientific Organization, commented on the reason why. On the reasons behind NATO's hysteria over the tanks that are being placed on the border with some of the NATO nations. And I'm going to tell you why. Because, ladies and gentlemen, this thing is about to really, really explode. And when it does, it is going to be huge. And I wouldn't be surprised if it comes out of the Baltic area. I wouldn't be surprised if it comes out of the Ukraine. Wouldn't be surprised if it comes out of Syria, it may all simultaneously. There may be a three-pronged attack that goes on in regards to this. So that being the Baltic, Syria, and the South Sea of China. So this stuff is really, really starting to speed up in a very, very bad, bad way. And there's no turning back, folks. This doesn't matter who the celebrity figureheads that they put in front of you. The agenda is already pushing towards the objective, and they're making all the methods to achieve their objective of total subjugation of mankind, or reigniting or rehabbing very oppressive means against the global citizens of the world. And they do that through war, because governments go to war against the people of the world. They don't go to war against each other. They are in a big fraternity, and it's called them versus you. So check out that article. It doesn't matter what government it is. That's why it's called the government. It means to rule. Next article, very, very important. I don't think we're going to get to this one, but we probably will, because it's all a part and parcel to what's going on. Map of sanctuary cities, counties, and states. I posted the sanctuary jurisdiction remains a significant public safety problem throughout the country. About 300 jurisdictions have been identified by ICE as having a policy that doesn't cooperate and obstructs immigration enforcement as of September of 2015. And this article goes with the one above it and what's going on as we speak now. Hey, my Dave, commentary, the Sanctuary Dave. City map goes with this story. All hell is going to break loose. Perfect setup. And this article comes from topnews.com. Texas governor plans to end sanctuary cities in the state. And this was as of yesterday. The celebrity figurehead governor of Texas says he wants to ban cities from sheltering illegal immigrants in his state. I'm going to sign a law that bans sanctuary cities. The Republican tweeted Sunday. Also, I have already issued an order cutting funding to sanctuary cities. So this is one part is going to go up, and I'm going to come back to this, why this is, because this is the perfect, perfect destabilization here that will also have destabilization ties in a ripple effect globally. This is really, really big, and this is going to start to really move in that direction. Next, we posted today's show, the current trends of major importance, how and why they have been put into place. That's today's show. Next one came from DailyMail.com in the UK. Wildfire sweep through Tennessee. And Tennessee is having in Gatlinburg is having some major wildfires that have actually caused for the evacuation of a significant amount of people. I hope my man Jerry is not affected by this at all. So check out that article. Next article. Move this one up. This from the Observer.com. Egyptian archaeologists just discovered a 7,000-year-old lost city along the Nile. While we were stuffing our face with mashed potatoes this past Thursday, we missed an announcement of major scientific discovery. A sacred capital city of ancient Egypt that had been lost for 7,000 years. And check out that article. And I said that that person was huge. The person that you actually see, the picture in that grave, that person was huge. I don't know how big that was, but that doesn't look like a regular sized person if you look at the scale of everything. And so I'm going to pull it up real quick. And the reason why I said that is because if you look at this article, just give me a second. You pull this article up and you'll see this grave site. And this grave site itself is huge, but you can look at the stick and then the depth of this grave site, and you can see how deep it is, and then you can see the board or how they mark this overall. It looks like a eraser board or a huge notepad. A pretty big notepad, not your average size notepad. And the stick that you can see there, you can count pretty much and to see how big it is compared to that wall. And the body that's inside of this thing is huge to me, in my opinion. I can't tell as the scale, but this the actual body is huge because the head is almost as big as the board, the white board that they have inside of it. So just me saying, so check out that article, but it's very, very important. One, we'll touch on that because it has some real meaningful importance. And let me see. So we'll definitely come back to this. But this is, to me, but, you know, it's hard to really tell, but it just looks as if that person is huge. So, but we'll cover this again. Very, very important story. Next one, these next three stories are critical and change the overall direction of today's show. First comes from FortRussia.com. This is a Russian media platform. Russian T-90 takes American TOW missile head-on in Aleppo with a video. And it's November the 28th, 2016. Fort Rush News, translated by some individual. A militant gang from the illegal arm formation. And this is critical because in this you actually see an American TOW missile that's being used on a tank. I can't really see the tank as well in the video, but they're saying it is a Russian tank, but I don't know if it is a actual T-90 in the article, but we're going to come back to that anyway. So check out that article, and this all is starting to play together because here's a major story, probably in my opinion, this probably is the most relevant story of the year from the standpoint of what's going on in a geopolitical realm. There has not been anything, not even the downing of the Russian earlier this year, where when Turkey shot down a Russian plane, one of their bombers, either by way of allowing CIA operatives to use a Turkish F-16 to do it, or the selection or anything else. This is probably, or the even the coup in Turkey, this is the most relevant and most important story, in my opinion, and we're definitely going to take a look at that because this one has great, great ramifications. Erdogan is the Turkish president. Turkish forces are in Syria to end Assad's rule. Ladies and gentlemen, he's just admitted that he's invaded, and this is an act of war. This is an act of war on both sides. This is the politically correct way to say that you have declared war. Okay? So this is huge, and this comes from RT. We're definitely going to get on that. And the next one, article comes from a Higgins News Network. BCC, the British Broadcast Channel, CNN, Cerebrally Naive Network, but you call it the Cable News Network. News caught staging fake news, chemical attacks in Syria. And so this, but they said it was these people were attacked, were actually hit with chemical weapons that the Syrian government was using. And then once the cameras stopped, they didn't realize that the cameras was still rolling or someone else released this. And then these people get up. Now, is this true? Could be, couldn't be, because I'm going to tell you, the thing with war is that deception is the most important thing in war. And you don't know, but I'm going to tell you what's going to happen here, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to move into a shooting war much, much quicker than what people think. And I wouldn't even be surprised if this thing goes hot and heavy even before the end of this year. So that's what's in the news. And we are getting ready to go to a commercial break, but anytime you'd like to jump in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. And when we come back, we're going to definitely take a look at a couple of things, some of the things that we posted, what's in the news from yesterday. But we had our special guest, Chico Sick, that was on, some very, very important things, what Congress did on November the 16th. In a secret meeting establishing a no-fly zone in Syria. The crap has already hit the fan, folks. They just haven't told you yet. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
No, I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And I think, Scotty, if everything is good to go.
Yeah, it's good to go. Thanks.
Yeah, yeah. What's going on, bro? How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing okay, man. Just holding it down.
There you go. There you go. So, yeah, we're good on sound. So, just so if anything else, if you need something, just hit me up, and then I'll we'll take care of it. So, also forgot today's Tuesday. So, Brother Davis, at any time if you want to jump in. Let us know if we're going to have Wise Wednesday and what it's going to be about. Definitely would look forward to that. So when you're ready, Brother Davis, just let us know. Okay? All right. So let's jump into today's show. And originally, we're going to talk about, there's a lot of things to talk about, but
hey,
first
Dave,
and foremost, we have to look. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Hey, I did have one thing on that story. I saw when you shared it in BTR community about the sanctuary cities, and I did not see a single one in North Carolina. Not a single one.
I'm not surprised, Scotty. And you know North Carolina's history and how. Whew. So, no, it's not one in North Carolina. Let me look at that real quick. Not one in North Carolina, and not one in South Carolina, in any of the Carolinas. I think. Let me pull this up real quick. Yeah, from what I'm looking at, Scotty, as of August the 31st, the Carolinas, none. Oh, man, why did it do that?
And there won't be any either because the Republicans passed legislation that got signed into law here in the state that municipalities can't even pass those type of laws. I mean, that's just crazy. Right. You want to talk about some dictatorial type oppression, that's where you dictating to the counties and the cities, hey, you want to raise your minimum wage? Nope, can't do it. It's against the law. Everything got to be approved by the state. Now we know they are just gangs who collaborate together and present this illusion like they're so far apart. But, I mean, the Republicans always talking about freedom, liberty, and respecting the Constitution, and they doing stuff like that. But I wasn't surprised to see that there were no sanctuary cities in North Carolina. Now, if you pull up the map of Confederate monuments in North Carolina, oh, you'll find a bunch of them.
Well, I mean, you know North Carolina. North Carolina has the largest participants of the Klan throughout the whole country. It's not surprising. You know, this is the, I'm going to tell you, since we're there, since Scotty put it, let me stay here for a minute. And this right here, in my opinion, folks, is the perfect Trojan horse. We talked about it before, and now you're going to start to see how this starts to unwind and unfold. And believe me, all of those sanctuary cities are going to be hit, in my opinion. They are going to use 1324, I believe it is. Yes, 1324, the harboring of illegal aliens is a felony. It's a federal crime. They're going to hit them with that. They're definitely going to hit them with that. And this is going to be the perfect destabilization because it's the perfect play at the appropriate time. And this is all going to be happening while other things around the globe is happening. Like, and here also, like, you just didn't know that they just hit your daughters with draft notices. And this is just going to just propel itself and unfold in a very, very, to where it will be destabilizing event, as well as you're going to see other events that are going to be marked as terrorist acts are going to explode now. Ready or not, here it all comes. And you think about it, this is probably the most effective way to basically, I do see what happened in Russia and in 1991, when the Soviet Union disbanded and fractured into small different countries within Russia or the Soviet Union, you will have that exact same thing happen here. It's already starting. California wants to succeed, or there is a petition for California to succeed. This is a part of the whole plan. Texas will do it. Other states will do it. There is going to be a major event, national event, that is going to be similar to the Berlin Wall collapse and the collapse of the Soviet Union here in the United States, and is going to fracture the United States into different republics that are no longer in the United States. The United States won't be so united. Perfect, perfect scenario set up. And it is going to give great leverage because the rest of the world, from so many different ways, are going to be good. And now let's divide up the spoils, and it's, oh man, it's going to be ugly. And I do believe that after the global nuclear war, where the U.S. fights the BRIC nations and loses, I wouldn't be surprised if 5 or 10 years after that, that there is another war between Russia and China, where they will go at it to be the dividing factors to where they will have, because one of the things that they always do is they like to have superpowers, one here to that one side, and it's just like Democrats and Republicans. There's no different. They tell you everything. They're going to divide the globe again, and they're going to be two new superpowers, and I think those two new superpowers are going to be Russia and China, and they're going to actually divide, and then Russia will have its allies. India will be an ally of Russia because they despise and they actually have great disagreement with China. And China and Russia have been enemies in the past. And I think that that's going to happen there. But we got a long way to get to that. We need to get to what we're going here. So the sanctuary city stuff, folks, is nothing more than the Trojan horse that's going to split, and we'll talk about that a little more in depth. But because of what's going on in the world, we definitely need to take notice to this. So before we do that, we got Brother Davis in queue. Let's go to Brother Davis. Brother Davis.
Hey, it's always good to hear the voice of a friend.
Yes, it is, my brother.
I mean, you have a great show as usual, Dave. I'm going to tell you, man, I've been doing my due diligence on the information I get from your show, and I'm going to tell you, when it comes
to our show,
but when it comes to the news, America has no integrity at all. I mean, you're getting more truth and honesty in the editorial word by just being here on Black Talk Radio. And I'm talking about every aspect of what we should be knowing and doing in these times of danger. So I wanted to let you know tomorrow night's show is going to be about seeing through the deception. And the reason why I picked that out is because the deception is crazy. It is crazy, and it's made us crazy. And you can see a perfect example, too lately is one, was Thanksgiving. If everybody ever finds out what Thanksgiving is about, you'll never have the concept that you'll have, that you have now, when you understand what the truth is, one. And two, you could see they're changing the so-called Columbus Day now to Indigenous Peoples Day. They're not doing that by chance. They're doing that because the white supremacy system sees and hears you waking up. And as you begin to wake up, you're going to see a lot of things unfold. So hold on to your seats, because I'm talking about this will be across the board. Scientifically, you already heard China say that they followed their DNA back to Africa. Do you think white Europeans want to make a statement like that? But clearly, it's the truth. So the deceptions literally are being exposed. And that's what tomorrow night's show is going to be about, seeing through the deceptions.
Brother
and
Davis.
The best part about that is you get that here every day. I thank you, brother, and I'll sit back in the back room and listen as usual.
Hey, Brother Davis.
Scotty wants to talk to you, Brother Davis.
Yeah, Brother Scotty.
Hey, did you happen to catch that story? I saw someone posted in BTR community where there was a classroom where they revealed to this classroom here in the United States with these European children and showing them how their DNA, all DNA roles lead back to Africa. They got so upset, they walked out the class, man. Their little brains could not accept that truth because it was counter to the programming they got all their life. So I'm looking forward to your program, bro.
Absolutely, brother. And you know what? That's just on their level. The reason why I say on their level is because we have to accept some of the truths on our level. And as they become to be exposed, and literally the Vatican is starting to do that now, because the Vatican is moving religion into another place. So they got to open the doors on some of the deceptions. So hold on to your seats, my brothers and sisters. It's not about you. It's about what they've done, and they know they cannot hide it anymore. So please check in tomorrow night's show once again. Have a pencil and a piece of paper. I do it every day when I listen. So let me get back in the back and let you take over, David. You got an excellent show going, brother.
Much love, much love. Much love and much respect to you, Brother Davis. Thank you so much, and also give our love and respect to Sister Davis. Looking forward to, I know it's so true, seeing through the deception, because the key to war is deception, and this is something that we definitely have to understand, and I'm glad that tomorrow, Wise Wednesday, seeing through the deception, will be here with the King Davis, so looking forward to that, Brother Davis. So, okay, so check this out. Let's jump into today's show. And what I was going to do, we were going to definitely look at a couple of things. It's just so much but I want to press on some things that aren't being talked about or aren't being exposed or expressed to you, so that you can have your own decision-making process, do your own research, make your own decisions, and decide what's in your best interest. Now, where I want to start is that I want to start with where we are. Very critical article, and actual, very critical indication of things to come. And it came out of RT, Russia Today International. And I'm going to pull an article up right now. And this was a news event that happened earlier today, and not too long ago. And here it was. So it was around a couple of hours ago. Okay. Comes from Russia Today. Erdogan, Turkish forces are in Syria to end Assad's rule. You may think that has nothing to do with you. It has everything in the world to do with you, especially if you have young children in your family, male and female, from the ages of 30, 35, and below. Or really, well, yeah, 35 and below. Anyone in your family, 35 and below. That means, could be even meaning you. You will be adversely affected by this, or this will be something that you will have to contend with based off of how you will respond to it. Here it is. Recapping, Erdogan has said that the Turkish army entered Syria to end the rule of President Assad, whom he accused of terrorism and causing the deaths of thousands. We entered Syria to end the rule of the tyrant Assad, who is terrorized with state terror. We did not enter for any other reason, the Turkish president said at the first interim parliament Jerusalem platform's symposium in Istanbul, as quoted by Hatia Daily. Erdogan said that that Turkey has no territorial claims in Syria, but instead wants to hand over power to the Syrian population, adding that, let me move this, Turkey is seeking to restore justice. Why did we enter? We do not have an eye on Syrian soil. Lie, lie, lie. Syrian soil, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I'm going to finish this, and I'm going to come back and tell you why. We do not have an eye on Syrian soil. The issue is to provide land to their real owners. Let me move this down. That is to say, we are there for the establishment of justice, he said. He went on to say that it is in his estimation that 1 million people have died in conflict in Syria, although no monitoring group has proven any similar figures. The latest UN estimate stands at 400,000 people killed in 5 years of civil war. Move this. Erdogan said that Turkey could not endure Turkey could not endure the unending killing of civilians and had to enter Syria together with the Free Syrian Army. You know who's behind the Free Syrian Army?
MI6, CIA, Mossad.
No, Assad is on the other side. Yeah,
no,
I
no.
You mean,
I didn't say Assad. I said Mossad.
Oh, Mossad. My bad. Yeah. My man. Right. Mossad. Yeah. Go ahead, Scotty. The dude from Arizona, the Pterosaurus Rex senator.
Oh yeah, McCain. Glenn. We got the pictures of McCain. Sure do. Meet
McCain. Thank you, McCain. And with that crazy one in South Carolina,
Lindsey Graham, Miss Graham,
Jess Graham, right? So. Yeah, this is critical. So check this out. The Turkish leader also accused the UN of its inability to influence the situation in Syria and said that the organization is ineffective in its current state. The world is bigger than five, he said, referring to the number of permanent members of the UN Security Council as reported. Turkish troops entered Syria on August the 24th, launching Operation Euphrates Shield. Turkey deployed ground troops and air power to the northern parts of his neighbor country with the stated goal of retaking areas held by the Islamic State, ISIS, informally known as ISIL, ISIL, and everything else. However, many observers have said that the Athens arms to suppress the Kurdish forces in Syria and to prevent them from connecting three de facto and autonomous Kurdish areas into one enclave south of the Turkish border. In October, Turkey's Air Force killed between 160 and 200 fighters of the Kurdish YPG militant group in 26 airstrikes conducted in one night. In just one night, the Turkish military campaign in Syria has also led to increased strained relations with the Assad government. The Akron forces to halt air support from his ground intrusion into Syria on October the 22nd after Damascus vowed to shoot down Turkish Air Force planes in Syrian skies, accusing Turkey of violating its national sovereignty. Turkey, in turn, accused the Syrian army of attacking Free Syrian Army fighters in the northern Aleppo province. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an invasion that the Turkish president just admitted to. Now, there was a couple of major lies that was told here. Now, remember, Turkey is a part of NATO. Now, I'm going to give Erdogan this one kudos. At least he told somewhat of the truth. When the U.S. invades and they send in military arms and the military advisors and military support and military training and everything else, they don't say what they're really there for. They lie, but we already know what they're doing. It's colonization and it's imperial rule and it's subjugation and it's a actual invasion. It's a politically correct invasion. But I'm going to give Erdogan this. At least he told the truth. And he told the truth is that Turkish forces are in Syria to end Assad's rule. That is an act of war, ladies and gentlemen. That is an act of war. There is no other way that you can put it that now there is an active NATO member in war against Russia. Against Russia. Because Russia now has to defend Syria. Here's the reason why this is all happening. It has everything to do with a pipeline that's going to go through, that they want to have go through Saudi Arabia and Oman and through Syria to bring natural gas to Europe. And Russia can never allow that to happen because Russia provides the natural gas for Europe. And if they do, they will be economically choked out. They will be suffocated. That is the perfect scenario, but is that the truth? In my opinion, no. The reason why is this. Every so many hundreds of years, there is a so-called perceived change of power when there is no change of power at all. They just bring up a new, a so-called new beacon of freedom and a new, and then they have a new government that rules by terroristic means. And this is going to be here in the States. The beacon of freedom, in my opinion, is going to be out of China. Going to be out of China. But now, in this article, Erdogan said that we do not have an eye on Syrian soil. That is a lie. Complete lie. Has everything to do with that pipeline. And this is why the only blue water port that Russia has is in Turkey. In Syria. And they can't get that up, but more importantly, they cannot lose the economic leverage that they have by having Syria as an ally. Russia is not going to leave. You have a NATO nation that has just now declared and admitted that it's engaging in wartime activities against another sovereign nation. The moment they entered with their military into Syria was when the war started. Really, it started way before then, when they shot down the Russian plane, when they bombed inside of Syria's inside of Syria. Those were all acts of aggression and war. Now, this one is plain. They said that they're to topple the government to give it back to the people. Yeah, right. So where else? Just imagine when the U.S. was having its civil war, just to put it plainly for you, and all of a sudden China came over and said that we're going to take out the U.S. government so that the civil war will stop. And we're not invading. We're just here to ensure that the current government is defeated, and we're going to defeat them by military means. And that means bombing, that means air suppression, that means shelling, that means ground forces, that means cyber attack, that means cruise missile attack, that means nuclear, tactical nukes, everything. We're going to use all of those things to defeat the government of the United States, and then we're going to leave. You're right. Never has happened that way, nor will it. This is an act of war, and this is critical that you know these things, because these things are ramping up very fast, because what I think they want to do and what they're going to happen has nothing to do with this election or election that has happened. People think that Dump is going to be established relations with it. No. Nope. It's the perfect plan for war. Because by having Trump in office, everyone is going to be looking at what's going on here, and they're not going to be looking at what's going on everywhere else. While you're distracted and looking in one direction, they come from your flanks and from behind. This is huge. In my opinion, the biggest story since we've been on air. Everything that we've talked about on air has everything to do with this story right here, because the legs on this story are huge, and they're going to propel themselves into your home. Like it or not, this is the direction of things that already are, and they're going on. This is why they have to get control of the media and the propaganda now. This is the real reason why you're seeing the attack on the alternative media, because they want to get them dark So the only thing that will be on is Cerebrally Naive Network. And all the other lying networks that work for the agenda, that works for Mossad, like my man Scotty said, I thought he said Assad, and work for the intelligence agency. And lo and behold, you're going to be looking one way, and then you're going to receive a letter that the United States is at war and your daughter is wanted. Here's where she is to report. And some of you moms, you're going to be, not only are they going to be looking after, trying to get your nieces, they're also going to be going after you, too. This is huge. Let me tell you why. China has a million-man army that they've broken up into small units. So the million-man forces now have the overall leverage of 2 million. 2 million. That's not even counting the Russian forces. That's not even counting the BRIC nation forces. That's not even counting the ASEAN nation, who all are going to turn. So now, this is a clear declaration of war. And see, the thing is that what I hate about, and what I have to also admire about this system is that, see, they gave you in the past that what war is supposed to look like. So we only think and conceive from what the leaders have told us what war is. We don't even realize that we're in one right now. But they're telling you, because at the appropriate time, they're going to come back and say, here's the case. So listen, everyone, getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, if you have any questions or comments, my man Jerry, hold on, brother. I'm going to come right to you when we come out of the commercial break. And Brother Davis, I left your mic on. If you wanted to jump in at any time, you could do that too. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, this is just the start. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Radio, your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Today is Tuesday, November the 29th, and we're having this live show. This is a very, very, to me, this is a very critical and telling show. And because of what we're going to be touching on here, the coup in Turkey was a setup, in my opinion, and I'm going to tell you why. We said that back then, and who gained from that, and we'll talk about that. The U.S. gained from that majorly, and I'm going to tell you why. But what I want to do now is I don't want to keep our callers waiting. We got our brother from Tennessee in on the line. Tennessee, welcome to Tando Radio Show. What's your name? What's your name and what's your question and comment?
Hey, how y'all brothers doing? First and foremost,
What's up there, Jerry?
I'm doing good.
Hey, Jerry, are the fires affecting you?
Last week and a week prior, they was down here in Chattanooga. They moved on, and they went on up to Pigeon Forge. And it's wreaking a lot of havoc up there.
I was just reading about in Gatlin over 100 homes and businesses, and I'm trying to see if this is a former sundown town before I stole any sympathies.
250, actually. But I believe so. I believe those are the hills where a lot of those Klan memberships begin before they start spreading out around the country. It's up in that area. And what I was actually, that was one of the questions that I wanted to ask, because they found that at least two of like 10 fires that happened down here in Chattanooga was started by the same person. And each time it was in an area where it's not very populated, but it was an area where it's a lot of businesses and stuff that go on.
And you know, Jerry, one of the things I'm really concerned about these fires is that a lot of people don't realize that Tennessee has a lot of nuclear laboratories, and they have a lot of storage of radioactive materials at those laboratories, and they're actually where they actually store a lot of weapon grade and just nuclear fuel, and that stuff is so deadly, and it's pretty much all through Tennessee. And so that is a major concern of mine, is because of how much they may not have a lot of nuclear power plants in Tennessee, but they have probably the most storage facilities in the whole country for radioactive materials from their laboratories, and that is a major concern.
You know what, Dave? It's funny that you say that, because when you say facilities, a lot of people think of warehouses, you know, big companies. But here in Tennessee, actually, a lot of these mountains, they open up.
Yeah.
And that's where they hold those, that's where they hold a lot of that nuclear firepower, is within the mountains. Like, you would never know. The only reason I know is because I had an uncle who served in Vietnam, and then he come out, and he was a well tester for a nuclear plant. So he went all around the country testing wells for the people who say like Navy vessels and other places that contain those nuclear weapons inside of thick vaults.
And
before he passed, I used to ask him questions all the time. He had got real bad on dope, because he had got hit. He was one of those people who had got hit with the Agent Orange, what Brother Davis and Sister Davis was talking about last week. And when that happened, you know, he ended up getting on dope real bad. So he never wanted to talk about that stuff, because I assume he didn't want to relive it. But on his deathbed, he was waiting on my granny to make it there, so all of my cousins, uncles, aunts, you know, all of us was coming at a scene. But before he passed, he was waiting on my granny, and I was one of the people who stayed in the room with him, and he decided to open up to me about a lot of these different things. And one of the things that he mentioned was about all of the hidden caves within the mountains and underground around Tennessee, you know, like up in Oak Ridge, it's a real big nuclear plant. But that doesn't have not even a small amount of the nuclear power that's here, like you said, that's being stored here in Tennessee, and most of it is in the mountains. So that kind of makes me think. Hold on a second, I hear that.
Is that better?
Yeah, you good, Jerry?
Okay. And like I said,
before they stopped the wildfires, the supposedly wildfires that was happening around here in Chattanooga, before they stopped it, they found that it was one guy who had done set like two or three of them himself. And the area, like Scotty said, he was trying to see if that was part of a sundown town. And up in Pigeon Forge, it actually is over there in Gatlinburg. That's a place that you don't want to be caught. I mean, it's something that you could equate to like West Virginia. And anybody who knows anything about West Virginia, you know what type of people stay in that area. And that's the same thing that goes on right there in Pigeon Forge. You know, if you're not there to be camping, or, you know, it's certain places you don't go. You know, and it's not a lot of us that go out there in those cabins unless it's, you know, 20 or 30 of us renting 4 to 5 cabins. And all right. of those cabins are the ones that got hit. And, you know, it was a white dude at work that brought up he was joking, but it was very serious to me when he mentioned it, you know, because Dolly Parton owned a whole lot of that area that's up there. You know, that's Dolly World.
Mm-hmm.
And with her not making the money that she used to, for whatever reason, that would be a great way for her to recap a lot of her debt and capitalize from insurance money.
Sure.
You know, there wasn't nothing that can't give the reason why the fire started and why they. I mean, it's been windy. But there's no reason for that fire to start unless somebody was out in those woods, whether they was flicking cigarette butts or actually lighting paper and just throwing it off into the dry leaves, you know.
Right.
So that was one of the questions that I had. Another one was about Castro, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen so much stuff going on since the passing of his brother. And every time I see something on the news, you have all of these white people, as Scotty stated on his show before yours, all of these Spanish-speaking white people celebrating. And I believe the same thing that he said, is that it's because they couldn't benefit from white supremacy no more, so they wanted to leave. Now, we know this brother done so much, most notably, everybody know about Ashanti Shakur and her liberation from the Americas to go to Cuba, but more importantly, him giving free healthcare, inviting us over there to learn how to do medical work for free. You know, all of these things, and that. Mm-hmm. I've been doing research.
You could have gone there and actually got your doctrine, your medical doctrine. Yeah,
right. And then not only that, but just all of the leaders around the world, not just black people, but just people who've been oppressed. Let's say like Iran, not South Korea, but I don't have my paper because I've been doing a little research on this myself over the week.
South Africa, you mean?
South Africa. Yeah. But it's a Mandarin town. You know, it's a Mandarin city or state. I can't remember. Not North Korea, but it's somewhere in that area to where all of these people was coming to him. Even after he had got old and he wasn't in power, they knew he still had so much influence that they wanted to go speak with him to figure out what they needed to do against this corporation that we live in.
Mm-hmm.
So he's done a lot, but when we see it on the news, you know, you have all of these white Spanish-speaking Cubans that are so happy that he's died. And my last question to end this all is, what do you think gonna happen to Miss Shakur now that he's dead? Because we know when regime changes happen, and even though he wasn't in power, you know, he had a lot of influence on his brother. What do you see the future for her? And her still having asylum over in Cuba since he's gone now.
I don't think Raul is going to change too much, but I think it's one of the things with Castro, the things that are starting to come up, and why there was a 180-degree turn with the policy of the U.S. towards Cuba, even when he was, when Castro was alive, it had everything to do about this war that's about to jump off. Had everything to do about that, because it's strategically placed. Now, and we're gonna, I'm gonna do a show about Castro myself, because there's a lot about Castro that a lot of people don't know, and there was a reason why he was never toppled or killed, in my opinion, or he could have been, you know, or made it to this old age. But I don't think that Raul is going to change too much from the political side of giving amnesty. Now, what probably could happen is this: if the U.S. is, if they allow the U.S. to open up completely, I don't think it would happen, but you never know. It could be a political statement that can be made where actually she could be snatched. And the celebrity figurehead president that you have now would definitely be a part of that, and actually do and want to use that as political fodder for, you know, the agenda, because, you know, Dave, that's just this dude, the way he is. And
I mean, anything's possible. She has somewhere else to go, and I know.
Yeah, and she should. I would.
Yeah, but I don't see the Cuban government giving her up. I just don't see that happening. I think that the people, I think Raul is a revolutionary, and he believes in the same principles of his brother and what have you. And so she probably may leave anyway of her own volition and not put the Cuban government in that position. And there are places she can go, and I'm not going to name them places, but yeah.
Oh yeah, it's a bunch of places. Yeah, because like I said, I don't think Raul would do it. But as the relationships, if the relationships established, like I said, I think she would be snatched.
And if that happens,
I don't think that she really needs to worry about that. Because
if they assassinate a Sada man, watch cities burn again like it's 1969.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I would, I think she's definitely, it's a situation that doesn't have to really, is really no concern. And there are definitely places that their relocation to, if you want to, or you could just stay there. But, you know, Castro was a very pivotal figure, and I don't want to, you know, give away. I'm going to tell you, one of my favorite stories of when Castro came to, went to Harlem.
Oh, yeah.
and hung with Malcolm and but there is, you know, I'm gonna tell you, she to me was the greater of the both, and because that brother was real, and the, you know, one of the ways that you know is because, you know, he was actually assassinated. He was actually killed. And so that's someone that I definitely would suggest, you know, that we take a look at as well.
Because, can I, you know, add to this, bro?
What's that?
Can I add to this?
Yeah, definitely. Go ahead, bro.
It's Brother Davis, man. A lot of people fail to realize of the fingerprint that Castro put all over the African nation and all over the world in times of unrest. So when you look at somebody like Asada Secure, who's established herself deep into the Colombian rebellion culture, you're going to find out she's not the only revolutionary there.
Mm-mm.
So let's open up our eyes to the reality that even if they want to go after her, they would put everything in jeopardy after Castro and the younger brother said no. So we'll see how that develops.
Yeah, I don't think that she has to worry about it at all. But I'm going to tell you, the things are going to change dramatically because of this overall war paradigm. Remember the Bay of Pigs? Remember the Cuban Missile Crisis? And remember what happened there? And that is going to resurface itself, especially now. And so, yeah, I'm going to be looking forward to that and seeing how that trends. But I don't think that there's anything to worry about on that front at all.
One more question, Dave, if you will.
Yeah, for sure, brother.
You was talking about the declaration of war against Russia. Now, I've the last couple of days I've been seeing where Russia is shipping makeshift hospitals to Syria. Is that in response?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, Jerry, definitely. Because that is going to be that is going to be ground zero. That is going to be ground zero, and is going to propel itself out from there. And I'm going to tell you, the Russians, they realize that the U.S. presents one thing and then attacks somewhere else. So they, you know, they're also going to be publicizing some of the things that they're doing, but some of that is going to be diversionary to what they're really doing. This whole thing is huge because when Turkey, a NATO nation, declared war on Syria, a staunch ally of Russia, that was declaration of war on Russia. Because the Russian military is now going to, this is why the push, this is why there was the article that we posted. Let me pull this up real quick. The article was posted that came out of here it is, out of Reuters. Assad allies aim to seize Aleppo before Trump takes power, because they already know that NATO has now moved into war against them. This is so big, it's ridiculous. And let me add to this. Here's the key. We posted on Sunday evening. Let me pull this down. Sunday evening, that the House of Representatives bill. I'm going to pull that up right now. And all of this stuff is happening as we speak. On Sunday, on November the 16th, the U.S. had, the House of Representatives had passed a bill. And the bill that they passed was H.R. Let me move this down real quick. House of Representatives bill that passed is 5732. And I'm pulling this up as we speak right now. And there's a very, very important part of 5732. And this was done in a secret meeting. They did this while everyone was still ranting and raving about what was going on in this election. The House of Representatives bill 5732, the Syria Civilian Protection Act of 2016 was passed. And yesterday, I knew that this meant that something major was about to happen. Here's what's critical, one of the critical parts of that, and I want to go to section 303 of here. Let me pull it down, 303. Go down to 303. And in section 301, in 301, it starts in 301, it says, report on monitoring and evaluating ongoing assistance program in Syria and to the Syrian people. Next one, 302, report on certain people who are responsible for are complicit in certain human rights violation in Syria. Are you kidding me? The House of Representatives, the U.S. House of Representatives got the nerve to say that anybody is a human rights violator anywhere in the world? When they've done, oh, man, just can go on from there. But in there, they list, number one, Bashar Assad, Assuma Assad, Remy Marco. It goes on and on with a bunch of names that they're starting to, and these are all people within the Syrian government. All they named 47. But here's what 303 says. Here it comes. 303, an assessment of potential effectiveness of and requirements for the establishment of a safe zone or a no-fly zone in Syria. This is section 303, subtitle A. In general, no later than 90 days after the date of this, not later than 90 days after the date of the enactment of this act, the president shall submit to the appropriate congressional committee a report that no less than 90 days after he after when they did it on October the 16th. What does that mean? Does that mean that Trump is going to do it? No, it doesn't have to mean that Dump is going to do it. It could mean that Big Ears is going to do it. Here's the key. An assessment for effectiveness, risk, operational requirements, and establish and maintenance of a no-fly zone over part or all of Syria, including the operational and legal requirements of the United States and coalition air power to establish a no-fly zone in Syria. The impact of a no-fly zone in Syria would have on humanity, counter-terrorism efforts in Syria and the surrounding regions. Let me tell you what the impact of a no-fly zone in Syria would have in what it would have on humanitarian and counterterrorism. It would mean that it would be an act of war against Russia. The Secretary of Defense, as well as the Joint Chief of Staff, went before Congress. We played it here for you all on Tando. We told you about it. The Joint Chief of Staff, Dunsford, the U.S. Marine Corps General Dunsford, said that a no-fly zone in Syria means we are at war with Russia. And then these people passed this in the House of Representatives on the 16th in a secret meeting. The Senate is probably going to do it, and that's going to be the law. But it even doesn't matter anymore, because a NATO nation has now said that they've invaded for the purpose of overthrowing the government, which is a declaration of war against Syria. And if a NATO nation goes to war, as soon as they meet resistance, there is a treaty bind by all NATO nations to come to that nation's defense. Now, they can say, no, you know, you started this and this and that, but the U.S. is already in Syria. They already bombed and killed Syrian forces, already hit Russian forces, and the Russia returned the favor and blasted U.S. forces, U.K. forces, Saudi Arabian forces, and Turkish forces together. This thing is gone, folks. Ain't no turning back. The only thing that really matters now is you're going to be prepared for it. It's the only thing that really matters now. It goes on before we go to the commercial break. Check. The potential for forced contributions of other countries to establish a no-fly zone in Syria and assessing the potential effectiveness, risk, and operational requirements for establishing of one or more safe zones in Syria for the intentional internal displacement persons or for the facilitation of humanitarian assistance, including. Let me tell you why this is so deadly. Well, let me read two more. A. The operational and legal requirements for the United States and coalition forces to establish one or more safe zones in Syria. A safe zone is nothing more than a no-fly zone. So they plan on doing it throughout the whole country. Doesn't matter if they just do it in one part of it. The S-300s, the S-400s is going to be shooting down U.S. and whoever goes along with them. B, the impact of one or more safe zones in Syria will have on humanitarian counter-terrorism efforts in Syria and the surrounding regions. Why is that so important, ladies and gentlemen? The counter-terrorism, what do they mean by that? That means that you're going to get here for this. And when we come back out the break, remember in 2013, in August of 2013, they tried this before. This time they're doing it in a different way. And this is critical that we know so we can see how serious and how in the place that we're really in. Listen, everyone, you may go to a commercial break. When we come back, show you the correlation to all of this and why it's so important. My thing is that I just need to bring you the information. It's up to you to decide on how you're going to respond to it, because that is the only thing that really matters. You have your own free will. How will you execute it? Listen to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
And live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Dave from LA is here. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. That's 866-510-9025. We'd love to hear from you, and we're talking about where we are right now. In my opinion, ladies and gentlemen, there has already been the World War III has already been declared officially, but it hasn't been declared commercially. And so many of us that don't listen to Tando Radio Show or aren't aware, or Black Talk Radio now, or and individuals that aren't aware as to what's going on, they only wait for the commercial response to everything. But this is an official declaration of war by a NATO nation, another nation, a non-NATO nation that's defended by Russia, who not only Russia, where Russia, Iran, and China said that they will defend this that country with all of their resources, including military intervention.
Quick question, Dave. What has the UN?
Yeah, hey, Scotty, go ahead.
What has the UN Security Council? Has they weighed in? Have they weighed in on this?
No, not as yet. No. And remember what Erdogan said. It doesn't matter what the world is bigger than the five, and he was talking about the five permanent Security Council nations. They haven't even weighed in on it at all. At all. I think that there will be a response to this, but I'm anticipating, the possible another major event happening relatively soon. Because remember, Syria said that they will now shoot down. They gave, remember, just it was a couple of weeks ago before the selection, Syria said to Turkey, you had 30 days to get out of the country. That was 45 days ago or 40 or so days ago. Just because they didn't respond right away, they knew what Syria was going to do. Because the whole coup in Turkey, in my opinion, was a fraud. I wouldn't be surprised that the coup in Turkey was a purging of the individuals that would not go along with this. And they did it under the auspice that they had, that they all of a sudden wanted to make peace with Russia and everything else, but they still were doing exactly what the U.S. was doing. They were invading from a different direction. They're coming up from the south. The U.S. is coming in from the west, and Russia is protecting from the north, and Iran is protecting from the east. This is a convergence. This is a convergence. And, you know, there's the biblical ties to it all as well. Damascus. That's the city. The capital of Syria is Damascus. And there is biblical reference to Damascus that's there. I think Sister Joy had posted. Yes, she sure did. Sister Joy posted inside of Tando, Isaiah 13:1-6. Excuse me, Isaiah 17:1-6, Isaiah 17:7-11, Isaiah 17:1-14. This is huge. And it's going to only continue to grow. Now, the coup that we saw this summer in Turkey could have been a purging, where they were getting rid of, there could have been operatives, people that were loyal to getting rid, because Erdogan is not popular in Turkey, in different parts of Turkey, not popular at all. So that was the perfect scenario for him to act as a victim when he was going on the offensive to do what? Invade Syria. On whose beckoning? If you ever want to know probably who committed some of the things, you got to look at means, motive, opportunity, and ability. Means, motive, opportunity, and who gained from it all. They were always doing the U.S.'s bidding in this whole deal. Now you're starting to see that come to fruition. And as you start to see it, it's going to get ugly. There's another article that I posted inside of Tando where it says, and this one came from FortRush.com. It's a Russian outlet in Russia. And here it is. Russian T-90 tank takes American TOW missile head-on in Aleppo. This happened yesterday. Militant gangs from the illegal armed formation known as the Free Syrian Army, which ain't nothing free about it, ain't nothing Syrian about it at all. These are the same people that John McCain and Crazy Graham have been supporting, and McCain has even gone and taken pictures with these people, and this is in a foreign country, which is an act of war in itself, because this is, they are instituting a coup. Listen to what the Turkish president said. We're here to remove Assad. What was Obama talking about? What was the celebrity figurehead Obama talking about? Since this whole thing, he's got to go, he's got to go, he's got to go. Let me tell y'all something. For those that just that like to play the government, you know, there is a such thing as a team, the government, the U.S. is for you, and you know, your country is for you. But let's play that for a minute. Everyone that said that Assad has got to go, they don't last. Neither will whoever here decides to do it or in Turkey. Turkey is done now. Turkey is done. Now, one of the things about the Turkish, I will say this. This is the old Ottoman Empire. When they go to war, they go all out. I will say that. They're no military slouches. History has proven that. But it's not going to work. It's not going to work. But check this article out. In this article, it says Free Syrian have published footage. They published this themselves, footage of a rocket attack with an American towed 2A on a Russian T-90 tank of the armed forces of Syria. Goes on. The footage was captured during the recent fighting in Aleppo. Experts say that the tank in the photos is actually a T-72B, but the militants have claimed it was a T-90 at the time. They probably couldn't. Well, no, I'm not even going to get in. At the time, the terrorists claimed that the tank was destroyed, but other bandits reported that the tank was hit, but it's still operating. The FSA, which stands for the Free Syrian Army, which ain't free and ain't Syrian at all, First Regiment announced. Regiment. Who does regiments? Who does regiments? U.S. does. That's common terminology for the U.S. Announced a tow missile had destroyed a T-90 at the Tel Aviv Hill in the district of South Aleppo, of Southern Aleppo. One of the bandit groups of the FAA then wrote, a T-90 was destroyed on the hill of Aleppo after a tow missile hit it. Judging by the recovered footage, an anti-tank rocket hit the frontal armor of a Russian tank, but no particular consequences are evident. It probably had reactive armor on it when it hit. So check out this article. But here's the key to this. They're using, and now they're showing, U.S. equipment being used to destroy Russian military equipment. Pretty soon, you'll see U.S. soldiers doing it. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is getting to be very serious. Very, very serious. So if you have any questions or comments that you would like to make, don't hesitate. Give us a call at 866-510-9025. That's 866-510-9025. What does that mean? What does this mean for us? What does this mean for you, your family, and our community? Well, I think that we really need to look at where we are and what is it that we're giving ourselves to, and what is it that we're not giving ourselves to. I would highly, highly suggest that just because things haven't gone the way Hollywood shows things to go in war, that's just not the way it really happens. This is strategical control of global population that is being orchestrated here. And by time everyone gets the commercial broadcast of everything, they're going to be hit with a great surprise, like so many other people in the world are hit with a surprise. But that doesn't mean that you have to be hit with that surprise, because you know from listening here as to what's going on. I would not be surprised from now until I've always thought that there will never be a change of power. Remember, in any form of act of war, there is no exchange of government, power of government. I don't think that even if the celebrity figurehead Obama leaves the White House and Dump takes over the White House, that there is a change of power at all. It will be the same policies and procedures and objectives and methods as the past. It just will be done with a different tongue and with a different personality and a different character. The only difference. But now also, this gives great leverage to where there may not be a change of power at all. One of the things that also that we need to look at, let me find this article really quickly. And there was there's a lot of movement throughout the whole world, and everyone is moving into a position to protect themselves and to seize on opportunities that are going to become, that are going to come from the displacement of things. This is the perfect scenario for the U.S. to get into a confrontation that will lead to a war relatively soon. One of the things that we need to look at, in the last time in September of 2013, the U.S. said that Syria had used chemical weapons against its citizens. And that was the first time that they wanted to start to have airstrikes against the Assad government to get rid of Assad. And Russia came to the rescue, as well as China, because they knew what it meant. If they lose Russia, I mean, if they lose Syria, they lose the economy, and then this is one part of the economic war that they lose. They couldn't afford it. So Russia sent their overall naval armada, naval forces there. And the U.S., here's what they did. They went to their allies, and England was the first one that says, "You out your mind." And you got to know why England said no to Russia, to bombing Syria, because of Russia. They said, "You out your mind." And that's when David Cameron, the prime minister of Israel, I mean of Egypt, of England at that time, called back the celebrity figurehead Obama, said, "Parliament here gave you a resounding no. I tried my best. They won't do it." So what did Obama do? What did he do? He said, "Well, I'm going to leave it to Congress and decide what they're going to do." And I knew then that that was going to be the play that they were going to use at the appropriate time. And what did Congress do? They said, "No, well, if England's not going to do it, then we're not going to do it." And Obama got his first smackdown. It was known as his first smackdown as the celebrity figurehead president. But what really happened? It was set up for right now. What did Congress just do? They passed the bill. They passed H.R. 5732 for a no-fly zone in Syria, which they know means it's a war with Russia, because Dunford and Cohen told them so. And John McCain said, "No, a no-fly zone doesn't mean it's not a war with Russia. That's not true. You shouldn't be saying that. That's not true." Because he's a neocon. He needs it. And Lindsey Graham, Ms. Graham, was going crazy on the Secretary of Defense and says, "What is your plan for Russia?" Basically, when are you going to attack Russia? Well, guess they just gave them what they wanted. And this is a bad situation for particularly the people here. So we got another caller in queue before we get out of here. We got to go down to MIA. Caller from MIA, what's your name, where you're calling from? We know where you're calling from, but what's your name and what is your question or comment?
This is Sharif Ali.
Brother Sharif, what's up, man?
Peace, brother. You know, great show as usual. I need you to repeat House Joint Resolution. What number is that again?
House Resolution H.R. 5732 is known as the Caesar Syria Civilian Protection Act of 2016. See, these people always lie. They always try to give some legal mumble jumble that they're lying about. They're going to protect some civilians when all they're going to do is kill a bunch of civilians.
Yeah, you said like the civil war over there in one of those countries. You said like 400,000 people died. I was like, damn, how many people is that a day? I was like, man, it must have been some bodies dropping in like 5 years. Like, a lot of people were dying, man. That's wild.
Yeah, and you know the key thing about that, Sharif, is this also started the invasion of the Trojan horse invasion by refugees inside of Europe. So it was a shrewd cover that they were able to put their military strategically place them all through Europe. Oh man, this stuff was so played out. So, but I didn't mean to cut you, but go ahead, Sharif.
No, it's just a lot of bodies dropping. I just wanted to get this code that you dropped about the House joint resolution. So thank you.
For sure, bro, for sure. Call anytime, brother.
Thank you for your show, man. It's always awesome to hear brother on the air. You know, I'm actually getting ready to do something else in 10 minutes, but I just wanted to ask because I was listening to you right now, and I just wanted to hear that number again. So thank you, man. Peace to your listeners. And shout out to, what is this, Black Talk Radio Network. You listening?
That's it. It's House Resolution 5732, brother.
Thanks, brother. Okay. Appreciate it.
For sure. We'll talk later. So, and you know what? Oh, man, who? Sharif, you got a second before you go. Sharif?
What's up?
Real quick, bruh, you and I have had this conversation, and particularly in our precious metals class. Remember what I said about Russia, that this is going to go down. Here it is. Read the signs and the clue. I want to make sure that you knew that. You know what I'm talking about.
100%.
Huh? Yeah, I know. Okay.
I'm yeah. like a baby in a diaper because of the knowledge that you've given us. So if anything goes wrong, you know, I'm protected. And I would encourage everyone to get protected. And David, you know, you definitely have the gems to let us know how to see. You know, what did you say? You always said you hear it, but you don't listen. You know, so.
Yeah.
We see going on in the market.
My man. So, hey, man, I know you got to go, but we'll catch up a little bit later.
Yeah, definitely. Peace, man, definitely.
Peace. So, all right, everyone, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. And this is things that are unfolding, nothing for us to be afraid of, but for things for us to know and to prepare for. And so, just before we get out of here, I just want to stress that in 2013, they handed it back to Congress because they knew that this was going to come back up and Congress was going to lead it. Congress has just basically declared war on Russia. It is a declaration, but a war for Congress as well, but it's just not the commercial one. Just like during World War II, when after the Pearl Harbor, when they said this is a day that will live in infamy. You're right. Such a setup. We got Jerry back in queue. Go ahead, Jerry.
Okay, I'm sorry about that delay. I was on
mute
just
brother.
Listening. Man, this is actually for Scotty, man. You have put together an amazing network, and for everybody who don't call that be thinking this, I just want to say it from me and from all of them to you, man. We appreciate you being able to not only what Dave brings to the table, Brother Davis and Sister Davis, but all of your programs, man. This I be listening to this stuff, and I do my own radio show, and y'all always put me up on stuff that somehow get up under my radar. So we appreciate this by all means, man. We really appreciate this for all of the credit that you don't get, that all of the people who love you who don't say anything to you, they just listen. Just know that all of us love you, brother. And that's all I wanted to say before the show ended. That was it.
Much love. Thank you, Jerry. And, you know, man, for us, for you, all of the regular callers that call in here, Rod, brother and sister Davis and Mel and everyone else that participates in this show, it's critical that we do that because there are things that we need to know so that we can make decisions for ourselves individually, for our family and our community. I would definitely say that there are some major surprises and you're starting to see them start to re-ramp up. This is why you saw the event that you saw in Michigan, in Ohio happen, and there's going to be other things that start. The whole stage has been set, the fuse has been lit, and it's about to go boom. But it may not go in a big boom, but it's going to be strategically thought out so that people will stay in their lane. And this is as things start to unfold, what they're going to have to do is bring major events to get people afraid. Because when you're scared, you're scared because you're not prepared. The thing about fear is that the coward and the person of valor both experience it at the exact same time. The difference is that the person of valor is motivated to action while the coward is paralyzed by the fear. Never, ever be paralyzed by fear. It is an illusion. It is a feeling that you can remove because it's not real. Always think. Prepare ourselves. Prepare your family. Prepare our community. And even if these things don't transpire, which is no way in the world that they're not, and I'm going to end on this, Congress has just politically declared war against Russia once they pass that bill. Even when they put it in, once they put it in a bill form, it was an act of war. But their actions preceding this was really the act of war. It was no turning around. And it's not going to turn around, people. It don't matter who the celebrity figurehead is. They're going to follow the direction. And they sometimes it's good to put a wild person in so it's easier to say, you know what, we had to get rid of these people. I'm going to tell you who's really going to be the celebrity figurehead president, and that's going to be the one that they're going to have pinage. He's going to be the one that's making that's going to ensure that the overall will of the handlers are going to be adhered to.
David, so, before you close out, man,
yep.
Just let me respond to Mel. I appreciate that, bro, but I had to also...
I'm sorry, Jerry.
I had to also extend that to our media partners, that allow me to be able to hang in here. This stuff costs money. And it's not free. And the time that is put into it and all the hosts, most of the hosts are volunteering, man. Well, I would say all of the hosts, whether they're clients or not. So I had to also extend that to those clients out there who's buying black and using Black Talk Media Project for their media services and leasing radio streams and consulting with us and using our website, platform services. So I mean it, excuse me, I appreciate those sentiments, but hey, I'm just a face, I'm the name, I'm putting in a lot of work, but I couldn't do it without those
a lot of
brick layers.
You put in a lot of work because it wouldn't have gotten to where we are, and as Jerry said, we appreciate and love you. Listen, everyone, we're going to have to get out of here, and we will pick this up, God willing,
Dave, I'm sorry.
Deception.
David, no, well, before you go off, man, this is what I wanted to address about what you just said.
Oh, okay, go ahead. We got time?
Yeah, we got a couple of minutes. I just wanted to say this about what you said. Again, there are several ways to look at stuff. When I look at what you just got through talking about, this clash of white supremacists in this system, because that's really what we're talking about, European people who are on top of the food chain, Russia, all of them, you know what I'm saying? And so we're seeing a clash, and they've long been clashing. But guess what? that has led to the demise or the depopulation of mainly white people, because they were already the minority in the first place. And so all those people that voted for Trump and support or had that gang mentality of USA Inc. and always want to be a war hawk but never want to sign up, you know what I'm saying? This has led to the depopulation. And if there's another shooting war, like, let's just say on the level of a Vietnam, it ain't even got to be on the level of a World War II, like, where you have many nations, but let's just say it's in that region. Man, they gonna keep feeding them white boys. Them white boys like to be grunts and what have you, and a few of us too. But that's just going to keep leading to their depopulation. And them people like Trump, the 1%, the global elites, because I'm going to stop calling them white supremacists just for my codification, when I don't want them to know I'm talking about racism, but calling them the global elite, use their words. But we're talking about the most powerful people on the planet making decisions, making moves that's affecting billions of people on the planet. So my advice, if anybody's in the U.S. military, if y'all coming up for reenlistment, get out. All right?
Get out.
Get out.
That's right.
Get out. Unless you want to be cannon fodder. But I'm speaking to the black community. You have no reason to be serving the interests of USA Inc. And I give you a pass because I joined it because I didn't know what I know now. But if you've been listening to this station for some time, you know you got to convince your children to find another way to get money for college. Okay? So that's what I just wanted to say, man, because I do see the depopulation of white people. That's who, if this conflict continues, it's more non-white people than there are Europeans, people who are European descendant. And so they going to be killed the most, man. And that's why their birth rate, this is documentable, their birth rate is below their death rate. What do you think that's for? What, just eating at McDonald's and killing over from heart attacks or something? Well, a lot of them die from that kind of stuff too. But these wars have a toll on their population like no other. Their male population. That's why they're more white females. So when I sit back, I never cheer for war or anything. But if they're going to go at it, Clash of the Titans, let them go at it, because it benefits their victims globally for them to demolish each other. So I just wanted to say that. I'm sorry.
No. Love it. Love it. You know, and I'm going to say this too. Parents, do not, I don't care. If this means that your children don't go to college, then don't go. It is not a death sentence not to go to those institutions. It is not worth going into the military for what's going on globally. This is real, folks. Do not fall into this trap. That's why a trap works so well. It's hunting season throughout the United States. They have corn. They're laying deer traps. They've been feeding the deer so that the deer will think that, oh, everything is cool. And then, lo and behold, that deer is in the crosshairs. Because they've been eating it. Do not go in the military, young people. You are going to have to prepare for being able to deal with a draft like never before. So just wanted to say that. Much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And we truly, truly appreciate you. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow with Brother Davis, Davis team, seeing through the deception. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up.